In 1930, the American film industry adopted the Motion Picture Production Code, which set down a set of rules defining what was morally acceptable and unacceptable in movies. The list of banned elements included nudity and suggestive dances, illegal drug use, and anything that would make one sympathetic with criminal activity. But in the 4 years before it was enforced, Hollywood turned out a series of pictures that were racier than anything it would make until the late 1960s. A new three-disc set of these movies, the Forbidden Hollywood Collection, Volume 2, has just come out from Warner Brothers, with stars like Betty Davis, Norma Shearer, and Barbara Stanwyck. Critic at large John Powers talks about what the pre-code era had that today's movies do not.
One of the ways the present flatters itself is to think that we are more sophisticated, more advanced than people in the past. When I used to teach film, my students would roll their eyes at classic Hollywood movies with their old-fashioned rules of sexual decorum and their insistence that evil be punished. But things were always more complicated than that. Until the creation of the Motion Picture Production Code in 1930 and its serious enforcement 4 years later, Hollywood movies enjoyed the freedom to tackle subjects that still seemed daring. You can see this quite clearly in the Forbidden Hollywood Collection, Volume 2, Warner Brothers' terrific new box set of DVDs with 5 pre-code movies filled with crime, drug abuse, and licentious womanhood, plus a documentary on that giddy era. My favorite is Night Nurse, a sassy comic drama starring Barbara Stanwyck as Laura Hart, a salt-of-the-earth student nurse. She learns the ropes from another trainee, that's Joan Blondell, who warns her not to date interns, and she catches the eye of an affable bootlegger. Laura's first job involves looking after the young daughters of a booze-addled socialite in her mansion. Turns out, she's caught up in a scheme to harm the little girls. The heavy's a chauffeur played by the young Clark Gable, whose famed animal magnetism here largely seems apish. In this scene, Stanwyck has just been handed $100 to buy her silence, and she shows the money to her friend Blondell.
What do you want? Gee, $100.
Yeah, isn't it a scream?
Hey, don't handle it like it's rubber.
Well, I won't get very much kick out of spending it. Listen, Belle, for $100 I'd take a couple of socks on the chin. Funny what people think money will do, isn't it? Yeah, keeping our nose out of patients' private affairs is part of our professional ethics.
I'll kill the next one that says ethics to me.
Says you.
Yeah, says me in a big way, sister.
Ethics indeed. Night Nurse flaunts many of the racy elements of pre-code filmmaking. You have Stanwyck's romantic connection to that murderous bootlegger, for which neither of them is punished. And boy, do you have a lot of scenes in which, for very little reason, Stanwyck and Blondell peel off their uniforms so we can eyeball them in their underwear. Night Nurse gets its oomph from Stanwyck, who may well be the greatest American screen actress. She was always the toughest and most worldly, whether getting romantic with a Chinese warlord in the bitter tea of General Yen or plotting to kill her husband in Double Indemnity. As this movie makes obvious, she possessed a bold sexual allure and a wonderfully brisk way with words. This made her perfect for delivering great comic lines, like the one in The Lady Eve, where she's a con woman out to cheat Henry Fonda. "I need him," she says, "like the axe needs the turkey." And speaking of axes, once the Motion Picture Code took hold, much of what is complex and adult in American life was instantly hacked out of our movies. And why? The Hays Code, as it's known, was basically the elite dictating to the masses. The guardians of social order worried that the largely working class, often immigrant audience, might be inflamed or driven to anarchy by saying inappropriate things. They wanted to reassert law and order and protect the image of womanhood. In the late 60s, the code was replaced by the rating system, and I'd love to say that Hollywood has used its liberation well. In the early 1970s, it did. But the sad truth is, that era of expressive freedom soon faded, and movies began to be governed by a new set of implicit codes. Thus, filmmakers are now free to show us naked female flesh as they never could have, even before the code. But what's seemingly taboo in today's Hollywood are stories about female characters who are as smart, complicated, and varied as those found in Night Nurse, or hundreds of other films from the 30s and 40s. Such women have been banished. Only Meryl Streep has had a career that could approach that of Stanwyck, who herself had to share the spotlight with Katharine Hepburn, Betty Davis, Joan Crawford, and Carol Lombard. Talk about sullying the image of womanhood. And it's not just strong, forceful women who have been tacitly banned. It's also working people. Except, of course, for cops. I mean, somebody has to catch all those serial killers. It may seem incredible, but Hollywood used to routinely make pictures about store clerks and truck drivers and waitresses. Can you imagine a new studio movie being made about a night nurse, much less one having that title? Not a chance. But I guess that's the scary truth about forbidden Hollywood. The code you don't write down is often more oppressive than the one you do.
John Powers is film critic for Vogue. He reviewed the Forbidden Hollywood Collection, Volume 2. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org. I'm Terry Gross.